We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
We have to make decisions each day. Some decisions fall into the category of major, while others are not major. Each time we make a decision, we are responsible for the outcome. We have to bear the weight of how our decisions will affect the whole. The decisions we make not only affect us, but all whom we come in contact will experience the results at some point in time. People try their best to make responsible decisions and go through all types of rituals, good luck charms, wearing a certain color, or eating a particular food, while others role play and act out the results. Prior to making a major decision, what do you do? Prior to making a decision that's not major, what do you do? Each day, we make decisions that range from what to wear, buying a car, buying a home, opening a new bank account, or deciding if we should remain in a relationship. Every decision you and I make should be made with the counsel of God. We should seek God's will for our life prior to making a decision. Jesus sought the will of the Father in prayer prior to making decisions. In Luke chapter 6, verse 12, it records, Jesus praying to the Father prior to choosing the 12 apostles he would send out on the mission of evangelizing. In Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 13, it records, Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he would also name apostles. Making a decision about who we allow to be close to us is something we should speak to God about. These men would accompany Jesus everywhere during his 3-year ministry on earth. These men would be given intimate insight into the works of Jesus. These men would have access to the mind of Christ. Each one of these men would have a purpose and play a particular role. The Sermon on the Mount was about to take place, and Jesus needed men who would serve his cause and add value to the process. Do you pray before you allow people into your intimate circle? Do you pray before you decide to say, that's my friend? Do you allow God to share with you what decisions you should make as it pertains to how he wants you to live and the people he wants to be in or a part of that process? Try it. You will save yourself a lot of pain, hurt feelings, division, and drama. Pray about it first. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.